ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट नंबर 6। सतत कर्ण स्पृश दुखा बिला शुभ स्पदी अभिव्यक्त परमात्म दर्शन तत्पाद पद्मम हृदय निर्वितो ददौ ऋष्यातनौ क्लिन्नः हृदय अश्रुलोचनः।
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By the touch of Lord Narsingdev's hands on Prahlad Maharaj's head, Prahlad was completely freed of all material contaminations and desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. Therefore, he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifest in his body. His heart filled with love and his eyes with tears, and thus he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26, Mamcha yo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatityayat brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita 9.32, the Lord says, Mami partha vyaprasaritya ye api suya papa yonaha striyo vaishya tata shudras ta api yanti param gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they have been lower birth, women, vaishyas, as well as shudras, can approach the supreme destination. On the strength of these verses from Bhagavad Gita, it is evident that although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demoniac family, and although virtually demonic blood flowed within his body, he was cleansed of all material bodily contaminations because of his exalted position as a devotee. In other words, such impediments on the spiritual path could not stop him from progressing, for he was directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are physically and mentally contaminated by atheism cannot be situated on the transcendental platform, but as soon as one is freed from material contamination, he is immediately fit to be situated in the devotional service.
Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our wonderful discussion on the aspect of Prahlad pacifying the Lord with his prayers. This is the name of the chapter. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Now, if you just contemplate upon this chapter's name itself, it is most wonderful that the Lord, who is the controller of everything, is controls everything. Sarva karana karanam, he is the cause of everything, the controller of everything, has to be pacified. When do we pacify somebody? When he is not able to do it himself. Means, suppose somebody is very angry and you say, please pacify him. Means he is so angry that he needs somebody else to pacify him. So here the chapter and title is so wonderful that Lord Narsingdev, who is supreme controller of everything, he needs to be pacified by his devotee, Prahlad. So what was that thing that made Narsingdev so angry? It has to be something very great that Narasimhadev was so much required to be pacified that he couldn't do it himself. Otherwise, Krishna can control everything, obviously himself. So it was the blasphemy, the atrocities caused to his dear devotee Prahlad that Narasimhadev could not tolerate. That's why he was so very angry, ferocious. And as we saw in the previous verses, that even Lakshmi said that, I give up. I don't even want to try. Forget giving up. There's no question of trying because, you know, it is something which I can never do because I've not seen him so angry ever. I am scared. And just imagine the situation that here is the most powerful demigods around. Lakshmi Devi herself is there and they're all scared of Narasimhadev. They all maybe step back to really, you know, they were not really able to understand the anger of Narasimhadev. And Prahlad, on the order of Brahma, walks towards Narasimhadev. Because, as it is said that Narasimhadev, even though he was like that personified to Hiranyakasipu, just like the mouth of the cat is to the rat, but for Prahlad, Narasimhadev was like a mother. In Ahobalam, in that place we visited, there is one Narasimhadev called Malola Narasimha, right? Malola. Malol means mother. Malola Narasimha means like motherly love Narasimhadev has for Prahlad. Malola. Right? So Narasimhadev loves Prahlad so much, and in the previous verse, Prahlad has offered obeisances to Narasimhadev on his sole of his feet. And Prahlad and Narasimhadev is in ecstasy to see his devotee Prahlad, for whom he had incarnated in the pillar. And in this verse, we see that Narasimhadev is touching Prahlad on his head. And as soon as Narasimhadev touches Prahlad on his head, the amazing transformations in Prahlad. The verse explains that Prahlad was completely cleansed. He was situated in a transcendental realm, and symptoms of ecstasy were appearing in Prahlad's existence. So this is a wonderful verse wherein Prabhupada gave class also in Mayapur, the same verse. And Prabhupada speaks about this very wonderful aspect about the lotus hands of Narasimhadev. We said, Tavakara Kamala Vare. Narasimhadev has lotus hands. And then Nakham. So Jayadeva Goswami writes this, he has written this verse, Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakham. And the Jiva Goswami comments, Prabhupada writes, that how can there be nails in a lotus? And one side, they're talking about Kamala, the lotus hands of Narasimhadev. But then Jayadeva Goswami writes, Nakham. We don't see nails, Prabhupada says, on a lotus flower. But that's why Jayadeva Goswami adds the word Adbhuta. This is the Adbhuta Shringam of Narasimhadev. He has lotus hands, but nails on the lotus hands. This is only Lord can do it. Lord Narasimhadev can do it. The window has beautiful lotus-like hands, but in order to devour Hiranyakasipu, he needed nails. So this is very Adbhuta Shringam of Lord Narasimhadev. So here, in this particular verse, the important aspect that we would like to focus upon today is cleansing. It is said that Prahlad was completely freed of all material contamination and desires as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. So once His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj made a very wonderful statement. He said that when people visit Bhaktivedanta Hospital, they say that this is not a hospital, this is a temple. The patients who come there because they see the kirtan all around, they see Prabhupada right in the, and you know, all the people are wearing tilak. They feel more like a temple than a hospital. Radhanath Maharaj said that we want to have people saying when they come to Radha Gopinath temple that this is a temple, but this is like a hospital. Right? You remember Maharaj made this statement, and he was making it a couple of times in his lectures in that period, that when people come to temple, Radha Gopinath temple, he said that they should feel that they are in hospital. So there is a very close connection between hospital and a temple. Right? Now what is the connection? He said that the connection, if we can analyze, is that people come to the hospital for getting cured of infection. There are varieties of infections, and they come to the hospital to get cured of the infection. And in order for the infection to be cured in hospital, there has to be qualified doctors, there has to be qualified nurses and the staff and the support systems. But one of the most important thing in a hospital is the hospital should be very clean, so that there is no further growth of infection. Because being unclean, in an unclean situation, there is a growth of infection. Right? We know very well that when things are unclean, there is growth of infection. That's why if you see hospital, it said it should be fanatically clean, Maharaj said in one of the meetings that Radhanath Maharaj had with the hospital staff. He said it should be sparkling clean, because there should not be any sort of dirt, because dirt means infection. That's why if you go to the operation theater in a hospital, it is a very sterile place. Sterile. Why? Because there is fumigation which is done. There is a process called fumigation. And when we go to the Barsana eye camp, we don't have a hospital set up there. So we have a dharmashala. And we one of the rooms of the dharmashala, we convert into a operation theater. So for 3-4 days, the whole room is fumigated. And it is sterile, completely sealed from any human being entering, so that there is no infection entering. Because any infection, which even a slight infection enters, it can cause infection to the eye and can really ruin the eye. Right? So cleanliness means control of infection. Similarly, we see temples should also be clean. Right? Cleanliness is next to godliness. Now, see, this is not a very ordinary statement. Being godly and being clean is very much connected. When we visited the Golden Temple, not that I've been, but we heard devotees who have visited there, they said that there's constant cleaning going on in that place. Constant cleaning going on. And we are trying to imbibe the same mood, the same type of cleanliness at Radha Gopinath Temple by the efforts of our Vangim Rai Prabhu and Vasudev Prabhu, the housekeeping experts. We are trying to keep the temple very, very clean. Now, what is the reason of this being, of the need of cleanliness? Because if you analyze this world, if you just walk around, like, you know, when I go on Fridays, when I go in the morning back home, in the morning time, if you see all around Bombay, especially when you go abroad, there's a typical stink that comes in the atmosphere. If you go to a place like Singapore or any place outside of India, so those who have been, there's a typical stink. So by nature, this material world is a dirty place. Externally speaking also, there's dirt everywhere. You see that? You know, it is not a clean place. Everywhere there's dirt. You go anywhere, there's stink, there's dirt. You know, it's a very, very filthy, dirty place, material world. Why is the world so dirty right now at this point of time? It's a clear connection that what is external is nothing but a manifestation of what is internal. So when the heart is dirty, when the whole consciousness is dirty, it is reflected upon by the externals. I remember once Radhanath Maharaj, no, this was Giriraj Maharaj. Yes, we had gone to meet him at Juhu, and I went a couple of times to meet him, and his table was always very clean. His, desk where he was sitting. And I just said, Maharaj, your table is always very clean. He said, you can judge the person's consciousness by the way he keeps his table. It's usually the case that when a person has very clean consciousness, he will keep his externals also very clean. But if a person is very dirty consciousness, then even his environment and everything. He said, you can judge a person on how he keeps his cupboard. You can judge a person on how he keeps his environment. So what is internal is manifested externally. Right? So by nature, all our hearts are very, very dirty. And we need to get cleansed. There's a need of cleansing. Right? There's a very great need to purify our existence. If you see, what is the main purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement? What is the main goal of our life? Is to purify or cleanse our heart. To clean. Because there's so much dirt accumulated for years. What is the feeling all of us have when we're in a very sultry, very hot environment, we are just been whole day in that dirty environment, sticky, sweating, and then we take a bath. What do you feel? Refreshed. But just before the bath, it is a very dirty environment. Our mind doesn't work so well. Right? Because in an unclean environment, whether it is external or internal, there cannot be growth. There cannot be growth of positive qualities. So, our purpose of life, as we understand, is cleansing. We are all suffering from bhavarog, disease of material desires, the disease of material sense gratification, that the desires that we have. And this disease is a very infectious disease. I was just analyzing, we were just thinking about this aspect 5,000 years ago when Kali was approached by Parikshit Maharaj. He said, you get out, you have no place in my kingdom. You cannot stay here. At that time, Kali had to beg to Parikshit Maharaj for some place. That means Kali was having no existence anywhere. And now, if you analyze, I was thinking, especially when I was seeing the Ganpati Visarjan going on, and the type and what happens in that, and the type of the crowd and type of things that we see around, we see that the Maya or Kali has captured each and every person. Everybody. So, in a matter of 5,000 years, this disease, which was only with one person, has spread to everybody. And even a newborn child gets infected by this disease. Everyone is suffering from this bhavarog. Everybody. So, that's how powerful this disease is. That's how powerful this infection is. It's a very infectious disease. You see somebody having the infection, and you see it, and you get it yourself. Right? It was just... What are the hoardings all about? Hoardings all about is just that you get infected by something what you see. It is so infectious that by eye contact, by ear contact, by any contact, it just gets into your system and never leaves you. That's how infectious disease is. So we all need to get rid of this bhavarog, this disease of material existence. And to get rid of this, Krishna has given us many, many cleansing agents. Many, many agents to purify our existence. This very, very wonderful verse. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam gatopiva yatsmare pundri kakshasa bhayabhyantara suchi. What a wonderful verse. It is a verse which Prabhupada spoke every time he gave the initiation lecture. Every time I was seeing every initiation lecture, Prabhupada mentions this verse. Om apavitra pavitrova. Whether you are in a purified or impurified situation, or any other situation, sarvavastam gatopiva yat smaret pundrikaksha. Now, when you just remember the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, one is purified from within and without. What a beautiful verse! That just by remembering the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead. We can get purified. Why is it that we get purified? Because just like this infection of Bhavarog is very infectious, this remembrance of the Lord is also very infectious. The Lord is so powerfully good, is so powerful in His goodness, that just by associating with Him, just by touching Him, or by remembering Him, we become pure. We become completely pure. What is this verse? Maduram madurebhyopi, mangalebhyopi mangalam, pavanam pavanebhyopi, harinam eva kevalam. It is the most purifying of all purified things, the holy name of the Lord. The holy name is so very pure. So Prabhupada writes in the lecture, he speaks in the lecture, it is not that Prahlad only had the chance to get purified by the touch of Narsingdev's lotus hands and he got and get ecstatic symptoms. He said, we all have the same facility. When we chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with intensity, we have the same facility of getting purified in our hearts. And of course, Krishna gives, as I mentioned, varieties of cleansing agents to get ourselves purified. Because the whole focus, if you see, whatever we do in our throughout the day as devotees, is just some or the other to get purified, get cleansed. So whether we are seeing the deities of the Lord, just by seeing the deity of the Lord, just by seeing the beautiful three-cord bending form of Krishna, especially Krishna's beautiful eyebrows, we get cleansed of our lusty desires. I said that when you see Krishna's beautiful form, especially from down to top, and seeing the beautiful form of the Lord and the eyebrows of the Lord and the smile, you get cleansed of our material desires. What is that? Jayatam suratav pango mama manda matergati mas sarvasapadam bhojav radha madana mohono. That we are manda, but when we take shelter of Radha and Krishna, we get purified. We have the powerful effect of the devotees of the Lord, who are so powerful in their own devotion, that when they touch you, or they see you, or you see them, you get completely purified. Narottamdas Thakur says, Gangara parash hoile pashate pavan, darshane pavitra karo, ye tomara gun. That's by the darshan of the Lord we get purified. We are reminded of this beautiful story of Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda, when he was, I think, going to the house, maybe coming from the house of Raghava Pandit, he was having ecstatic kirtan with his associates, who were very, very celebrated people, the Gopas of Vrindavan originally. And they were having wonderful dancing kirtan, and they were so enthusiastic and so ecstatic that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, just by his eyes, he saw few children, isn't it? He saw the few children who were just playing, and just by seeing them, those children went to complete ecstatic trance. They were jumping and dancing, they were uprooting trees, and can you imagine a small child having tears in his eyes like syringes coming out, and he was uprooting trees, and you know, he stood. They fasted for one full month just dancing, these children. That was the power of Nityananda Prabhu's glance. So this wonderful stories are just to give us complete faith in the Lord, that the Lord can purify us, whether we need to whether we want to get purified or not. If you approach the Lord for purification, the Lord has all the desire, the Lord has all the power to purify us. But we are very, very miserly in our approach to the Lord. We are so very comfortable being in this infected situation. This infection has become part of our life. That we are very happy in this situation. That bhalo lage samsar. Bhakti Mohan Thakur says that I find this samsara very, very nice. It is a nice place. Only when we get such jolts of what we are facing the last 3-4 days, all the big companies crushing down. I was discussing with one person that all the brothers will crush down. Liban brothers and dad brothers. But these two brothers will never lay us down. Gaur Nitai or Krishna Balram. Lehman Brothers, they talk about 160-year-old company. And practically they have seen two world wars. And they talk about big things. But it is crumpled down, it's finished. I'm into the recruitment business. All the people from Lehman Brothers, they're sending CVs to me. Please, sir, give me a job. And just 2 months back, the same people, they were so snobbish. No, we're in Lehman Brothers. We don't want to change our job. Lehman Brothers is like a premium company. But little they know that this company was getting infected and corroded from within. And matter of no time, it is tumbling down. It's finished. When we get such jobs, we realize this material world is not a nice place. But again, something nice happens. No, it's actually very nice. Everything is very okay. After all, ups and downs are part of life. So let me get used to it. We must understand that this is not a place for gentlemen to live. I was hearing Prabhupada's lecture last Friday while we were dressing the deities. Prabhupada said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that a devotee should not take more than one lifetime to go back to Godhead. He said, one lifetime is enough to go back to Godhead. And I was really thinking of this statement. What a wonderful statement Prabhupada is making. Repeating his own spiritual master. He said, my Guru Maharaj, he said, we should be in a hurry to go back to Godhead. And one lifetime is enough. None of us should think that, well, I'm so fallen that I need more than one lifetime. That means you are in real, your illusion. You really do not know the power of Krishna, the purifying effect of Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta said that one lifetime is enough to go back to God. And we all have that one lifetime right now. We all have a wonderful chance to go back to God right in this very lifetime. Let us not waste it. Let us not become comfortable in this infected situation of our life. The infection that we have of the six anarthas. Let us get rid of them. And one of the very, very important aspects to remain healthy. One aspect is to get rid of the infection. And we are in the process of getting rid of infection. Peter Barwash writes in his one of the books on leadership. He said, you cannot tell a person to be dirty when he's taking his bath. Because he's dirty, he's taking his bath. So we all are dirty. We all are trying to get rid of our anarthas. We all are basically in a shower right now in the temple. We all under shower. We all are in the big transcendental bathroom. Just getting cleansed in this place and being fit to go back to our original home. But while we are getting purified, it is an equally important consideration to understand that we don't get more infection in our system. And one of the things that we need to be really focused on is that when does disease come into a person? If you study medical science and you speak to doctors, that the people who are most vulnerable to disease are people who are many times in a depressed condition. In a depressed condition, the disease flares up. Most of the diseases are psychosomatic by nature. And they are in the mind and they manifest in the body. When a person is going through some mental stress or mental despondency in his life, that's usually the time where the disease also flare up. So, to the same extent, to drive that same point, we must understand that if we want to be healthy, we should be happy. He said that smile, it increases your face value, they say, right? Happiness is a very, very important ingredient of a healthy life. Srila Prabhupada he didn't make a very casual comment when he said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It is not a casual comment. It is, we see stickers all over. And we see very, very senior devotees quoting Prabhupada's statements often. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. In one of the lectures I was hearing, the speaker was saying that Prabhupada didn't want the devotees to chant Hare Krishna and suffer. But many times, devotees, they chant Hare Krishna and they are suffering. But is that what Prabhupada wanted? Sitting in front of Prabhupada, if Prabhupada sees that devotees, by the message that he has given are suffering instead of being happy, how distressed Prabhupada will be. It is not something wrong in the process, something wrong with us. When a person is in a depressed condition, he becomes a right customer for Maya. Because when Maya sees that this person is not enjoying anymore, or he has just had an argument with a devotee where he has been misunderstood, or he has just, you know, had he has been really badly dealt with by somebody, or there is some financial transaction in which there is some misunderstanding, Maya says, this is the right person for me to capture. Because Maya is on a lookout to make sure that everybody is in her camp. And when a devotee, he is not actually happy. He is a right customer for Maya to capture. In one of the lectures, it is said that, what is the best preaching? We say that I want to be a preacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I want to preach. What is the best preaching? Not sitting on the Vyasasana and giving big classes. But the best preaching is a happy devotee. When devotees are happy, blissful, that is the best preaching. People see that these people are really happy people. They are contented, they are happy with what they are doing. Most of the people in this world are not happy with what they are doing. 99% of the people, you ask them, they are not happy with what they are doing. And if devotees also are not happy with what they are doing, it is a sad situation. Because only devotees are doing the right things. They are the only people who know how to really be happy. But in spite of having the right thing, if they are not happy, it's a very, very precarious situation for them. So we all should analyze in our private hours of our life. Ask yourself, am I really happy in Krishna consciousness? Am I really blissful? Am I really ecstatic? But many times we simply flow with the current. People are laughing, I'm also laughing. But are we really happy from within? Are we getting satisfaction from within? Is the laughter coming from within the heart, or is simply few muscles just stretching your lips to give you a laughing sign? The laughter should be from within. When you chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada said, be happy. You are not just some external show of happiness. Prabhupada said, you actually become deeply happy because you actually get connected to the ocean of happiness, Krishna. Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. He's the ocean of happiness, ocean of bliss. Right? So we should really make sure that we are happy in our association with devotees. And it is an art. It is not easy. Because as we spend more and more time in Krishna consciousness, it becomes more and more difficult to be happy in Krishna consciousness. You agree? The most happiest time is the first 1 year of our Krishna consciousness. The most happiest time, because we don't have the discriminatory powers. We don't discriminate at that point of time. We see everything is very wonderful. But then we start discriminating, and we get depressed. We start taking managerial positions, and then obviously when there's management, there's huge misunderstanding. To misunderstand is natural, but to ignore is divine. We don't want to really be mundane in our behavior, but to really love each other in spite of misunderstanding, in spite of differences of opinion, it's a very, very important sign. And this will happen only when we are actually blissful in Krishna consciousness, when we are tasting the nectar of serving the lotus feet of a spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitita Koryo Akya Arna Koryo Mane Asha. When we have that as our goal of life and nothing else, that and something else also will also not work. That I want to fulfill my order of spiritual master, but I also have my own desires. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, Krishna is an autocratic lover. He's a jealous lover. He doesn't want any competitors with him. So we have to be completely happy in our Krishna consciousness. So only in this situation, can we really follow in the footsteps of this Mahajan Prahlad, that because he was happy in what he was doing, Prahlad was actually happy in all situations. And for Prahlad to be happy when he was tormented, and he was really tormented, he was really misunderstood, and everybody was misunderstanding him. There was not a single person in the kingdom of Hiranyakasipu who could understand Prahlad, except for his spiritual master, Narad Muni. He went through years of torment, years of misunderstanding, just because he had full faith, he was enjoying chanting the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And when we are in this situation of like Prahlad, when we are tolerating, when we are happy in this situation of dualities, then when the time comes, we will have the darshan of the Lord, and the Lord will touch us with his hands, and then we'll get completely purified, and there'll be ecstatic symptoms in our existence. Otherwise, it will not happen. It is a very elevated situation, but it is what we want. We want to go back to God this lifetime. Sikshastakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is the gradual progression of a sadhaka, wherein first he says, Cheto Darpan Marja, to start the cleansing process. And what is the ultimate result? Nayanam Gad Ashru Dharaya Vadanam Gad Gad Rudaya Gira Pulkar Nishitam Vapukada Tavanam Grehne Bhavishyati. That there will be a situation where we will have this extraction, but you have to go through this cleansing process. Nam Namakari Bodhanya Sarva Shaktis, having the humility, not expecting any respect for oneself. It is very important, my dear friends, as we are interacting with each other, and to not expect any respect for oneself is a cardinal principle for cooperation. The moment we start expecting respect for ourselves, there is all the chances, there is a perfect ground created for being uncooperative, for fights, and that's what Maya wants. And this wonderful temple is a hot target of Maya, whether we like it or not. All ISKCON temples are hot targets of Maya. Maya is wanting to devour. We were in Moscow, and Niranjan Maharaj, Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, and Radhanath Maharaj were giving lectures to the leaders of Moscow, and they were saying that Maya is completely focusing on how she can individually break each devotee, because she can't do it in a pack, not possible. But she individually will break each individual devotee. And we have heard this, all of us have heard this analogy. But are we really understanding what it really means? Are we really understanding that we are one of that stick of this congregation? And if we start breaking, then Maya will get the impetus to break others also. So that is very... So let us simultaneously, that we are working on getting disinfected, let us all work also to not allow any more infection to come within ourselves. And let us be happy devotees. Let us blissfully chant Hare Krishna, not be in any political or any... what is the right word? Not have any ulterior motives in our hearts. Let us, even if we have, let us open it out to devotees. And once you open it out, it is out of our system, where devotees can help us. But this is the only way we can get purified. We can get cleansed. And then all the agents, the holy name, the spiritual master, the holy dham, the holy, you know, we are all going to Vrindavan in 1 month. We'll take bath in Jamuna. We'll take bath maybe in few other kunds. But will we really get purified? Will we really get cleansed by that? No. If we are not in a proper mood, we can take hundreds of dips. We can remain submerged in Jamuna. In fact, Sobari Muni was submerged in Jamuna, and we all know what happened to him, right? He was in Vrindavan only, right? Or maybe Jamuna, Vrindavan. Maybe in Vrindavan, he was somewhere in Jamuna, and we know what happened. Nothing against Sobari Muni, wherever he is. But we can get infected by desire right in the Jamuna. right? So we can get utilize all the purificatory agents that Krishna has given us, provided we are in a right mood to accept their purification in our life. But provided we are ready to really use it in a positive way. So this is what Prahlad is teaching us, and what Nrisingdev is teaching us, that there is great need for cleansing our hearts, because it is dirty for since time immemorial. And lucky for us, we have all the facilities to get cleansed. And I would like to just end with one last small story of one devotee. When he saw Prabhupada for the first time, I forget the name, I think it's Mahakritu Prabhu or somebody. When he saw Prabhupada for the first time, he said that, "I felt as if my whole existence was getting completely purified." The Prabhupada was completely cleansing. Just by seeing a pure devotee of the Lord, the effect is achieved. It's not that the effect of cleansing was only restricted to Nityananda Prabhu when he saw the children. Even the devotees, the pure devotees that are around right now, if we have the right attitude, we can get the powerful cleansing effect of their presence, even to in this day and in the future also. So let us all get geared up to cleanse our heart, keep on cleansing. And that's why in the PhD, the postgraduate study of spiritual life, Chaitanya Charitamrita, one whole chapter in that PhD level book is dedicated to cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Not just a small passage, one full chapter on how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching the devotees the need to cleanse the Gundicha of their heart. So there's a great need. Let us not lose track that we are all come here to cleanse our heart. Let us not get busy in the bathroom, managing the bathroom, and forget the cleansing process. Let me manage the bathroom very nicely, you know, where the tap is working, the shower is working, and everything is okay. But are you sitting below the shower and taking bath in it? That's very important. We get so caught up in management, managing the services, that we forget for what the services are really meant for, to get cleansed in our heart. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? And it's getting late. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Prahlad Maharaj ki. Lord Narsingdev Bhagavan ki.